The trial of Phoenix's two most famous scientists had turned into the event of the year. There were more people gathered in the council chamber than had ever shown up for a lecture or any event other than the remembrance ceremony. But Wells was only vaguely aware of the audience. The disgust he'd felt at their morbid curiosity, like Romans waiting for bloodshed at the Colosseum, faded away the moment his eyes landed on the girl sitting alone in the front row. He hadn't seen Clark since the night she'd confided in him about her parents' research. Wells had told his father, who weighed the information carefully. As Wells had expected, the Chancellor had known nothing about the experiments and had immediately launched an inquiry. Yet the investigation had taken a terrible turn Wells hadn't expected, and now Clark's parents were going to face the council on criminal charges. Guilty and terrified, Wells had spent the past week desperate to find Clark, but his deluge of messages had gone unanswered, and when he went to her flat, he found it sealed off by guards. Her expression was blank as she watched the council members take their seats, but then she turned and saw Wells, her eyes locked with his, her gaze filled with hatred so intense that it sent bile shooting up from his stomach. Wells shrank back into his seat in the third row. He'd only wanted his father to stop her parents' research, to put an end to Clark's misery. He never imagined they'd end up on trial for their lives. Two guards escorted Clark's mother to a bench in the front. She kept her chin high as she surveyed the council, but then her eyes settled on her daughter, and her face fell. Clark jumped to her feet and said something Wells couldn't hear, but it didn't matter. The sad smile on her mother's face was enough to cleave Wells' heart in two. Another pair of guards led her father in, and the trial began. A female member of the council opened the proceedings by giving an overview of the investigation. According to the Griffins, she reported, they had been ordered by Vice Chancellor Rhodes to conduct human radiation trials, which Rhodes vehemently denied. A strange numbness spread over Wells as he watched the Vice Chancellor stand, his face grave as he explained that while he'd approved their request for a new lab, he never said a word about experimenting on children.